A consortium of sustainable development and relief organizations has devised a nationwide campaign to end harmful cultural practices. Well, this follows the tragic story of a teenage girl whose eyes were mutilated by her father for refusing a forced marriage. Now, to hear more about this, I'm glad to be joined this morning here in the studio by Mark Peter A, who is a gender activist consortium for sustainable development and relief organization. Mark, good morning, and it's good to have you here on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Sabit William, and it's my pleasure to be here for the second time.
Thank you. It's good to have you. And also with us in the studio, we have Judith Danga Thomas, who is a protection officer. Judith, good morning. Good to have you.
Good morning, Sabit William. Thanks for this brilliant and a wonderful day to have us today in Radio Miraya.
It's always good to have you people here with us in the studio. Now, let's have a conversation, of course, about this campaign that you are launching. And, Mark, let's begin with you. Let me start with you, Mark. Can you give us a bit of the background of this consortium?
Thank you, Sabit William, and thank you to our listeners of Radio Miraya. The Consortium for Sustainable Development and Relief Organization was formed in 2022, around February, and this was in response to in a bit to have a more resource, and also having come together, we can mobilize resources, we can provide more interventions that really meet the needs of our community. In the consortium, we are five. We have a Change Against organization, which is the chairperson of the consortium. We have a Modesto Agriculture and Modesto Agriculture and Developmental Organization, we have Food Bank Charity, we have Women Welfare Agency, and we have Women and Vulnerable Support Organization. So these are the five national NGOs that came together to have this consortium in order to respond to the needs of the vulnerable individuals in the community.
Great. Yeah. And Judy, let's talk about this campaign now, this campaign to end harmful cultural practices. Give us a background about it. What is this campaign all about?
Thank you, Sabit, so much for this brilliant time that you have given to all of us, and of special to me. And I will be glad to share also, like, if I will speak in Arabic and English, I will just mix it up.
Yeah, mind them.
Thank you so much. It is really something that is hindering us in South Sudan. And mostly when you look at the number of people that has been humiliated, most of them, these are women and girls. So we sit as a consortium. We look at what basic can we do. What are we supposed to do if we join our hands together and to talk about call to no harmful cultural practices? And it is a call, like, to treat me as a human, not doing harm things to a human person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. And what are some of these, practices that you like us to change, or some of these practices that you call harmful practices?
Thank you so much. And one of it has been already mentioned, and this is the toughest and the worst thing that has ever happened in South Sudan. When we look our, we can call our girl or my daughter whose eyes were flagged by the father, and there are so many things that has been happening mostly with women, and all this we have been monitoring and we have been seeing, and I think our voices are not being heard as women or girls. Looking at all these situations that has been happening, I just want to bring this to inform the public that in Torit it has been happening, whereby a woman who came as a visitor to Torit town, and she's trying to be reconnected by the family, and she met some group of three men who pretend that they know the relatives, and they took this woman and hide her, you know, in the bush, and they raped this woman. And the following morning, also she was taken to the police station, like, for rescue and for safety. Again, in the police station, this woman was raped, and she's having serious bleeding, and she cannot able to control the urine. Not only in Torit, in Yei, Lasu Payam, a woman who is on very serious labors, supposed to be brought to the hospital, and they fall in an ambush. This woman was grabbed from the car and she was raped and she's in a very serious labor. Reaching to the hospital, she gave birth and the child unfortunately died. So there are many things that has been happening in a will, the same thing that has been happening. And all this has been happening, people are not quiet. And we are calling for this to end all the harmful practices that are really happening with women. Also, a woman, I look at it, it is not something that really is favoring us. Mm-hmm. So we cannot be keeping quiet as women, or else we cannot be silent because we look at as a normal things.
All right.
Yes.
Yes. And Mark, basically, some of these things, of course, men are the one doing it most of the time. And we know some of these harmful practices are ingrained in people's minds. They've been there for them for a long time. How will you change people's mind? How do we change from the mindset of thinking that some of these things are normal to actually, you know, knowing they are not?
Thank you, Sabit. Let me just give some bit of highlights on what Judah has just explained. It's really very unfortunate that at this time we are seeing an increase in violence against women and girls in South Sudan than what we saw in 2020 when the COVID pandemic broke out. Mm. So there were a lot of issues of GBV that happened, but this time around in South Sudan for the last 3 months, we have documented several cases of domestic violence, several cases of women being starved by their husband to death. Hmm. This has happened in Juba, it has happened in Wa'awi, it has happened in Yampio, it has happened elsewhere in South Sudan, and we are saying no to this. We should not treat people as animals. How would you starve your wife into death? And these are the mother of your children. This is someone that you love. It's very unfortunate, and we are saying no to this. Indeed, it is us men who are really the perpetrators. If you look at all of what is happening, it is us. Mm. And this is basically to, I would not say lack of education, because there have been a lot of awareness going on in the communities in South Sudan. There are a lot of actors who are really trying their best to ensure that people are educated. But still, when you look at the population of South Sudan, those people that have already gone to school, especially when you go to the rural area, people are not educated. And most of the campaigns, most of our advocacy, they are taking place in the language which, you know, people really don't understand. They don't really pick it clearly. Mm. So that is why you see, when we really want to educate the community, let's try to go talk to the community in the local language. Let's come up with the strategies, like what for us, the consortium, we have really come up with the strategies, and we see this strategy is going to help us to educate the community more on the consequences of GBV, of consequences of forcing a young girl into marriage. First of all, imagine if you force a girl who's 12, 13 years into marriage. Look, what is she going to do in that house, first of all? How is she going to take care of the entire family, not the husband? Because the wife is not only for the husband. The wife is for the family. How is she going to take care? How is she going to cope up with the responsibility? You know, it is, there are a lot of consequences which is really associated with this. So if we go to the community and educate them through dramas, act those dramas in the local language, people really see, and then you translate, you explain the meaning, what it meant, people really pick the points. So one of the issue in South Sudan is the literacy. Literacy is really a bit of issues, and people don't have real access to information. Another issue again is, you know, displacement. When you look at the South Sudan, most of the states, people are really displaced. People are not in their own homes. They are looking for safety. They are looking for water. They are looking for food. And in the process, what happened? Imagine a story where women have to walk for 3 to 4 hours to get water. If they go to the water point and then they see a woman there, and this is somebody who have not even seen a woman for the last 3-5 months. What do you think will happen? So insecurity, displacement is another factor which is still contributing to the raising of GBV in South Sudan.
All right. Now, Judith, as we, of course, embark on this particular campaign, what are some of the activities that you will be engaged in during this campaign?
I think there are so many activities that, as my colleague has already talked about, awareness raising to the community, and also when you ask the question concerning the mindset, how can we change? You know, it is so painful. We cannot say that all men are doing the same thing, but those who are doing, how can we change their mind? You know, it's all about, we still fail to understand what comes to the mind of those, you know, perpetrators who are doing such kind of thing to these innocent women. Mm-hmm. I still fail to understand. I will come to some of these activities that will take place. You know, these are vulnerable women. First of all, in the society, they are considered to be weak. But also, let us try to look at the contribution women, you know, are really contributing in a national building. Mm-hmm. And these are the women that during even the war, they are the one, you know, struggling, carrying the baby and caring even for these people on the front line. You know, it's so painful. But also, we were thinking about some of these activities. We look at what best can be done. We look at like training of these traditional leaders, whereby we train them, and also they will go back to the ground and train other people at least to change the mind of some people who are doing other kinds mm-hmm. of that kind. You know, there are so many things that like creation of women and girls friendly space, whereby we can bring all women or girls together. We share our burdens, how we can able to help ourselves, how we can able, you know, to help us psychologically. Most of them were traumatized. How can we give them that psychological kind of, you know, knowledge so that they will not be more traumatized and they will not be psychologically tortured? Mm-hmm. So there are so many things that, William, I just want to bring into your table that last week, I think 5 days now back, a young girl of 13 years was brought from Lanya. She was kept here in Juba, and this girl was, you know, kept away from having a phone. Unfortunately, she got that chance to have the phone and try to communicate to the parents, and the parents are trying, you know, to open cases in the police station, you know, to give call and to find where this girl is. Mm-hmm. So when the right person who brought this girl, you know, he got her when she was talking on a phone call, he started beating this girl, and the girl was operated so badly, you know, but na tokulu biga werimu yanfimida ketiro ufidom, and is unconscious. You know, there are many things. Zamantan Rujal can be silugu atomon lemara. It is really paining us so much. As a woman, we have the boys to talk, but our actions are not taken into implementation.
What do you think should be done? What should be done different this time in order to bring all this to a stop?
Thank you, Sabit. Let me just pick it from there. We have really come up with some strategies how we can really educate the community, and including also bringing in the government. Because one of the issues which is affecting us in South Sudan is the absence of family law, which we don't have. Mm-hmm. So we are really going to advocate with both the national and the state legislators to ensure that the family law is enacted as soon as possible, because it will really guide the issues of marriage, issues of, you know, of domestic, and how people really should conduct themselves when it comes to marriages. So we are really calling upon our national government, especially the national legislators, the state, to ensure that this family law is really enacted as soon as possible, because it's going to guide us to how to conduct ourselves and also to punish the perpetrators. Because most of the time, the perpetrators of this violence, they go unpunished. Though we have, which I'm also happy to announce that, you know, since the establishment of the GBV court in Juba, it has already tried a number of cases, and we have seen a good number of men going into jails for 10 years, for 14 years, which is really wonderful. Because this is a huge lesson for us. And these people should learn from it, that once you forced your own daughter into marriage and it goes to the court, just know that you are going for 14 years into prison. There's no excuse and there's no defense for that. So I'm calling upon our legislators, please, let's act the family law as soon as possible so that it helps us. We are also, and I'm glad for the state government of Lekki State. Last week, they really enacted this family law at the state level. And when you really go in that document, issues of forced or unmarried is really penalized. When you force your daughter into marriage, there's no way you can go unpunished. I'm also happy for the local council of Juba. I remember last week they had a workshop which was supported by IOM, and they also agreed that issues of early and forced marriage should be abolished, and are going to ensure that the family is really educated on this, and whoever forces his or her daughter into marriage should be, you know, penalized. I'm really glad for this initiative which is coming up from our government, and I really argue them to do more, because this is not enough. So we are going to form, as I said it before, we are going to educate our community through dramas and songs which are produced in the local language.
All right.
Yeah, and then I still have some few. We are also planning to form some, you know, anti-early marriages clubs in the schools. This is very important, because these clubs, they will be, you know, advocating on issues of early marriages, on issues of girls' child education, and they will be empowering them to carry on these messages to the communities.
Great. Now, Judith, that's the time we have. What message do you have out there when it comes to particularly this campaign? And first of all, how long is this campaign running?
Thank you. The campaign just started last week. We're supposed to come in since last week, but unfortunately, the process could not complete the process, because again, I think your colleague hiring, she got an emergency leave, because I was coordinating with her. Okay. So we run the campaign last week. And we are continuing. So the campaign is just on. Yeah, we have even, it is when you go to our Facebook page, just Consortium for Sustainable Development, it is there. The campaign is online. You can go to our Facebook, like the page, then give your comment there. So this campaign is just up to now until we launch the 16 days in November.
All right.
So the campaign kicked off from last week until November this year.
And it will keep continuing, all right.
Yeah.
Yes, now Judith, what will be your final remarks and message out there?
Okay, thank you so much. Just want to say something briefly on the legal frameworks. I still do remember that South Sudan is a member state of the U.S. and even the East Africa, whereby we adopted all the legal frameworks in 2013 that are supporting women, and the violation is still going on. And we are calling upon the government and all the stakeholders, up to the local authorities on the ground, to make sure that this legal framework that protect women are to be put in place. And my last message is that we cannot have a better future without confronting each other with honesty and accountability. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And yes, Mark, what will be your message?
Thank you. I just want to call upon the government to ensure that any perpetrators of violence against women and girls in South Sudan should be brought into justice. And justice has to prevail. Accountability is very important. This is one. Two is, I'm calling upon the UN agencies, the international organization in South Sudan. Please, UN Women, UNFPA, whereas we run this campaign, we don't have funding. So we let them support us so that we carry on these messages to the grassroots. And again, this not should be our last time at Mirai FM. So that at least once in a while, like every month, we should come here and educate our communities on issues of violence against women and girls in South Sudan. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Mark. And thank you, Judith, for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time, and we wish you all the best in your campaign.
Thank you so
our
much.
Our pleasure.
And of course, hope to see you again here in the studio so we can have this conversation.
May God bless.
Thank you.